The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa sahbika ya habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayki ya nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa sahbika ya nurallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to this series of programs of yesterday, today and tomorrow. And in this series of programs, the aim of this series of programs is to look to the past. Look to our past, look to our rich heritage. Look to the rich history that we have as Muslims, which unfortunately, as many Muslims, we don't know what our heritage is. We don't know what our true role models are. And if we don't know what our heritage is, if we do not know what our role models are, how can we learn and progress from that going forward? And in this series of programs, we look at the past, we look at the stories that have been preserved, the life story, how it's been preserved for us, for the reason that it is. We learn a lesson from it today. We learn a lesson from them stories, from their lives today, and try and make a better tomorrow. So let's learn from yesterday, implement today, and make a better tomorrow. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that recite Durood-e Pak upon me because your Durood-e Pak reaches me wherever you are. So no matter where you are, your Durood-e Pak will reach the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. People have this shaitanic whisper in the mind that I'm 7,000 miles away, I'm 10,000 miles away, I'm so far away. How can the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam hear the Durood-e Pak that is recited upon me? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam himself said that wherever you reside, wherever you are staying, recite Durood-e Pak upon me and it will reach me. I will be able to hear it. So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. And one of the reasons why we give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak is so that you become habitual in learning, in reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at the same time, you learn these blessings, pass them on to others to encourage them to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the first dua that we all should make, that we make habitual, become habitual in reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we want to talk to you about, with regards to our rich heritage, is the status of our companions, the Sahaba. They are the best role models. If we want to think of any role models that we can talk about, that we can learn about, the best role models are the Sahaba. And who are the Sahaba? They are the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at the same time, the Ahle Bayt, the family of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these two teams of personalities, if you wish, these two sets of companions, if you wish, they are the best people to guide us, they are best people to look up to us, they are the best role models that we have got. But the question is, what do we know about these people? Do we know, you know, can we, I've said it before on Madani Channel, but can we name 10 companions? Can we name 10 companions? And as Muslims, that they are the best people, they are the best people after the prophets, can we name 10 individuals? Can we name 6? Can we name 4? Maybe a 4, you think, yeah, I can name 4. But again, ask yourself, even if you can name 4, is that enough? As Muslims, that we claim that we are Muslims, but we do not know about our rich heritage. So today, inshallah, we're going to talk a little bit about the status of the companions and also the status of the Ahle Bayt. Now, who are the Sahaba Kiram? The Sahaba Kiram are those people, those unique personalities that no matter whatever ibadat I do, whatever ibadat you do, whatever saintly status you raise yourself to, you will never be able to get yourself to the status of a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This status of the Sahaba, it is, if it was to be defined, it would be defined as that person who was fortunate enough to have iman at the time of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, die with iman, and also blessed with being able to see. To see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically, to meet him, to physically see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is classed as a companion. They are those blessed companions, those blessed personalities, viewers of the channel, who were the first to embrace Islam. They are those blessed personalities who were the first to say labbaik upon the invitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are those blessed personalities who beheld the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they witnessed, yes, they witnessed the miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their own eyes. They are those blessed personalities who are the most superior amongst all of the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are those blessed personalities who've been virtues have actually been mentioned in the blessed hadith where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will actually mention them by name, mention their virtues by name, mention them, and them have been recorded, the hadith have been recorded through the centuries, and they are the faults. They are those blessed people whose names have been mentioned. They are the blessed personalities who were chosen, yes, chosen for the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are those blessed personalities who were blessed with being the first ones, yes, the first ones to propagate Islam. It is through the efforts of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Islam began to spread. And if the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a mentality like me and you, where we thought, well, we don't need to do anything, we don't need to spread the deen of Islam, then where would Islam be today? It might not have reached us. So it's through their efforts, their sacrifices, that Islam came to us. And it spread to people who were given a similar mindset and continued to spread Islam. And this mindset of spreading Islam, which was started with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then came to companions, is passed through generations, and it has now come to us. They are those blessed personalities who endured oppression and tyrannies in order to spread the message of Islam. Views on the channel nowadays, whenever we go out and try to call people to the path of righteousness, whenever we travel on a Madani Qafla, we visit a masjid, we go on travel abroad, whatever we do, how are we welcomed? 99% of the cases, we are welcomed with open arms. Yeah, we welcome with open arms. People welcome us. People feed us. People come and give us drinks and do all sorts of things and look after us. Yeah. And they're happy to see us. And to the extent that on some Madani Qaflas, when we arrive there, the masjid committee or the locals will come out and put flowers on you. Because they're so happy to see you that you've come to the masjid. But there was a time, viewers of the channel, that when the companions left the city of Medina to spread the deen of Islam, they didn't find it easy. They were not welcomed with flowers. They were not welcomed with warm food and a soft bed. They were welcomed with swords. They were welcomed with oppression. People did not want to listen to them. Nowadays, to spread the deen of Islam is so easy. But if we look at the companions, the oppression that they faced, the difficulty that they faced, and it sometimes makes you think that, what is our excuse? That if they had to face such oppression, and yet they continued on this mission, they continued to spread the deen of Islam, what is our excuse nowadays, views on the channel? They are those blessed personalities due to whose constant efforts the flag of Islam was hoisted all around the world. It's through their efforts. They are those blessed personalities who sacrificed everything of theirs for the sake of propagating Islam. You know, I'm speaking to you here from the UK. Here, if I recite the kalama, I will not be oppressed. In the sense that nobody will come to me with a sword. Nobody will put huge rocks on my chest. Nobody will make me lie in the desert heat. Nobody will whip me. Nobody will spear me. Nobody will kill me for that. I will not be made a martyr for that. But the companions, they endured all of that and much more for the sake of Islam. They endured all of that problems. And so nowadays I look at ourselves and I think, you know, Islam's easy. Yeah. Islam is easy for us in the sense that if you look at it, what is our oppression? What difficulties are we facing? Is there anybody that's stopping you from reading your salah? You know, wherever you are in the world that watching this program now, the salah that is due upon you right now, you know, this is the beauty of Islam, that other than a few periods during the day, a few time slots during the day, there's always salah that you can read, be it the Fajr, Zohr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, or the Nafl, Jas, Ishraq, Awabin, the Hajjat. There's always namaz that you can read. The namaz that is due on us now, what is stopping us from reading that namaz? Who is stopping us from reading that namaz? Shall I tell you who? Us. It is our nafs that is stopping us from reading that namaz. And we need to think about the companions and the sacrifices that they made in propagating the deen of Islam. The oppression that they faced, the difficulties that they faced, but did they stop? No, they didn't. And they continued with this. They are those blessed personalities, like I said, that they sacrificed everything. They are those blessed personalities who kept the flag of Islam hoisted in the most testing of times in the early days of Islam by bearing thirst and hunger, tying stones to the stomach, facing the enmity of their close relatives and fighting wars against them. They are those blessed personalities that as a result of their constant striving and everlasting sacrifices, today we're amongst those who take the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rank of viewers upon the channel, the rank and status of the blessed Sahaba is so high and elevated that Allah Azza wa Jalla has beautifully praised them himself in different verses of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we're going to give you one such verse in which Allah Azza wa Jalla himself has praised these companions. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah At-Tawbah, ayat number 100, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in forever and ever. And only this is the great success. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, we can see from this particular ayat of the Quran that how elevated is the eminence of the blessed Sahaba. That Allah Azza wa Jal accepted their deeds and give them the glad tidings of Him being pleased with them forever and the blessings of paradise. And that is why, viewers of the channel, that when you watch Madani channel and you see Amil Sunnat, he has this slogan that he states, that Har Sahabihi Nabi Jannati Jannati. Har Sahabihi Nabi Jannati. That every companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regardless of what, who they are, where they are, all of them are inshaAllah Azza wa Jal worthy of paradise, and they will be in paradise. And again, Allah Azza wa Jal is stating here that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in forever and ever. And only this is the great success. Viewers of the channel, we're going to take a small break now, inshallah. We're going to have a kalam, inshallah, the kalam of the day. But inshallah, come back and we'll continue with this topic of the status of the Sahaba and the status, inshallah. Then we'll get on to the status of the Ahlul Bayt. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
میں نوکر ہوں صحابہ دا میں نوکر پنج تن دا میں نوکر اہل بیت دا میں نوکر ہوں صحابہ دا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا کرم اللہ کا ہر دم نبی کی مجھ پہ رحمت ہے کرم اللہ کا ہر دم نبی کی مجھ پہ رحمت ہے نبی کی مجھ پہ رحمت ہے مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا میرے صدیق اکبر گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا بس صدیق اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں بس صدیق اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں بس صدیق اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا دادا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا صحابہ اور اہل بیت کی دل میں محبت ہے صحابہ اور اہل بیت کی دل میں محبت ہے صحابہ اور اہل بیت کی دل میں محبت ہے بفیضان رضا میں ہوں بفیضان رضا میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا بفیضان رضا میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا مجھے حج و زیارت کی سعادت اب عنایت ہو مجھے حج و زیارت کی سعادت اب عنایت ہو مجھے حج و زیارت کی سعادت اب عنایت ہو وسیلہ پیش کرتا ہوں میرے صدیق اکبر کا میرے فاروق اعظم کا میرے عثمان غنی کا میرے مولا علی کا وسیلہ پیش کرتا ہوں خدا فاروق اعظم کا وسیلہ پیش کرتا ہوں خدا فاروق اعظم کا
خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا شہادت خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں شہادت خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں عطا کر دو مدینے میں کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا
میرے صدیق اکبر کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Viewers on the channel, if you were listening to that kalam, then the name Faruq-e-Azam was mentioned so many times. And it also mentioned that he was a sahaba, a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was one of the greatest companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just basically to give you a few sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show you his status. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if there was to be a prophet after me, it would be Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu. As we all know, that the end of the prophethood is finished and there is no prophet after the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's such a great companion, he had such great iman, and he was there to serve the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Going back to the topic that we have of the day, views on the channel, you're watching yesterday, today and to tomorrow. And today we are talking about the status of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if time permits us, we're going to go on to the status of the Ahl-e Bayt, i.e. the family of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before the break, we mentioned the ayat of the Quran in which Allah azza wa jal has raised their status and mentioned the status of them. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he's also mentioned the eminence and the dignity of his beloved companions on many, many occasions. And he himself has highlighted the rank and status in a greater manner. With regards to this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Indeed, Allah azza wa jal chose me and light my companions for me." Allahu Akbar. "Then amongst them, He Almighty made my ministers, helpers and relatives. So whoever swears at them, there is a curse of Allah azza wa jal on them. his angels and all the humans on him. I, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will neither accept any of his fard nor any of his nafil. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, keep fearing Allah. Keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jal in relation to my companions. Do not target them by accusing and talking ill of them, even after me. Therefore, whoever loved them did so out of my love. And whoever kept enmity against them, actually, he did so due to having enmity against me. Whoever hurt them, hurt me. And whoever hurt me, displeased Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever displeases Allah Azza wa Jal, soon Allah Azza wa Jal will hold them to account. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the one who spoke ill of my companions has deviated from my path. And his abode is the fire. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Malchan, this is just three short hadiths that we mentioned of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he talks about the status, the nearness, the respect that we need to give to the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he also mentions in there that those unfortunate people, those wretched people that have an enmity in their hearts for any of the companions, those that question the companions, those that cause any grief to the companions, what is their status? And we hear, whoever displeases them, displeases the Prophet, and whoever displeases the Prophet, displeases Allah Azza wa Jal, and their abode is the hellfire. So it's something that we need to ponder over. And basically, if anybody talks to you in any manner that disrespects the status of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I advise you to get up and walk out. Do not sit in that gathering in which people disrespect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not sit in that gathering in which they disrespect the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not sit in that gathering in which they disrespect the Ahl Bayt. You do not have that time to stay. Do not stay there. You don't want to be infected by that disease that they have. Because we, as Muslims, our job is to respect and love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect and love the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and respect and love the Ahl Bayt. And we're told here, as I mentioned earlier on, that the one who disrespects and speaks ill of the blessed Sahaba is indeed a very unfortunate person. The blessed Sahaba are those sacred personalities that the eminence and dignity that they possess amongst the entire Ummah can never be attained by anyone else. No matter what I do, viewers of Manchan, I, me, you, whoever is in this world at this moment, nobody, no matter how pious you are, you cannot attain the status of the Sahaba. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi, beautifully, this is a beautiful example. And I want you to listen to this example very, very carefully. Because this will explain to you the rank and the status of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you were to donate a mountain full of gold, a mountain full of gold, how much does a mountain weigh? I can't even imagine. Thousands and thousands and thousands of tons. Yeah. There's probably not even that amount of gold in the whole world. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you were to donate that amount of gold, which is probably more than all of the gold reserves in the whole world at this moment, if you were to donate that amount of gold in the way of Allah azza wa jal, that would not even equate to 1.25 seers, which is approximately 1.17 kilos. 1.17 kilos of barley that has been given in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal is more rewarding than you donating a whole mountain of gold. That is the status. Now, we can never attain that status. We can never donate mountains of gold. And even if we could, it still would only equate to 1.17 kilos of barley that the companions donated. And how much more did the companions donate it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla? How much more did they spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla? How much great sacrifices that they made? Yeah. They gave everything that they have. There are many, many hadiths, time does not permit me, where people emptied their houses. Whatever was in their house, they gave and put at the blessed feet of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And nowadays, we give nothing. And even if we were to give everything, it would be nothing in comparison. But even though still, we still gave nothing. Even then, we still give nothing. Inshallah, we're now going to take a small break. Inshallah, we're going to have a small message from Amir al-Sunnah. It's been dubbed. And then, inshallah, after that, We're going to have a guest here. Well, not here, but inshallah, we'll get him online and we'll listen to some Madani pearls from him. So now let's have, we're going to have a small break. And then when we come back, we'll speak to a special guest. You know him, but I'm not going to tell you who he is until after the break. Let's go for the break. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Amir Ahle Sunnah, we keep hearing the phrase blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt on Madani channel. What is meant by the blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt? Please bless us with the answer.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt is about Sahaba Kiram, Alayhim Ridwan, and Ahle Bayt. Ahle Bayt, generally referred to Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan, Bibi Fatima, and all those who were in Karbala. However, every Sayyid is also included in Ahle Bayt. In fact, there are more who are included in it. All mothers of believers are also Ahle Bayt. Bibi Aisha is also Ahle Bayt. So Sahaba and Ahle Bayt, it's their blessings, their grace, their blessings and grace is blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt, i.e. we take their blessings. We take the blessings of Ahle Bayt. May the blessings of Ahle Bayt keep showering upon us. Blessings of their knowledge, blessings of their du'as, blessings of their existence, the blessings of their sacred golden sayings. So may we attain all the blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we were blessed there to listen to some Madani pearls from Amir Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami. And these particular ones were dubbed because obviously we want to spread the message to all of those people that cannot understand the Urdu language. So as you can appreciate, these have been dubbed. And this is just one department of Dawat Islami, the dubbing department of Dawat Islami, that is dubbing the speeches and the Madani pearls of Amir Sunnah, dubbing the speeches of Nigran Shura, and dubbing the speeches of some of our other Mubaliks as well, so that everybody can understand and learn from it as well. As I mentioned before the break, viewers of the channel, you're watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And the topic that we have today is the status of the Sahaba and the status of the Ahle Bayt. So far, we've only talked about the status of the Sahaba. We've not gotten to the Ahle Bayt. And if time does not permit us, then inshallah, we'll talk about it in the next episode. But like I said to you before the break, I promised you that we would have a special guest. But he's not in the studio. He's not in the studio, but we've got him online. I'm not going to tell you who he is. I'm going to leave it to you because I'm hopeful that because when you listen to his voice, you'll know who he is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In this program, Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow, we talk about personalities. We talk about personalities and how we can learn from their lives, from yesterday, to make a change in our lives today so that we can have a better tomorrow. And today, we're talking about the greatest personalities. We're talking about the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also want to talk a little bit about the Ahle Bayt, the family of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'd like you to give us some Madani pearls with regards to the status of the Sahaba or the status of the Ahle Bayt or whatever you wish. We're here to listen to you, inshallah. So please give us some of your Madani pearls.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Allah Ta'ala, you know, has mentioned these great Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, and their status inside the Holy Quran as well. You know, every Muslim has one desire, and that desire is to be close to the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why do we do our ibadat? Why do we perform hajj? Why do we do any good deeds? It's so that we can be getting close to our Rabb Azza wa Jalla. And these Sahaba Ikram, and then what happens, Khalifa, is sometimes when we do that action, we always say, don't we, that I don't know if it's been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But these blessed Sahaba Ikram are those individuals that Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada dhalika al-fawzul azim. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. And he has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow to abide in it forever and ever. This is the great success. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, these Sahaba Ikram are so much rewarded in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now from this that you can see that their creator Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising them inside the glorious Quran. And mashallah, Azawajal, you know, alhamdulillah, all thanks to Amir al-Sunnah, the Ulama al-Sunnah, for giving us that true love of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. And because, you know, you're talking about the Sahaba-i-Kiram and the Ahle Bayt, there are many, you know, the Sahaba-i-Kiram who are from the Ahle Bayt as well. You know, Hazrat Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, you know, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are Sahabi, yet they are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, another beautiful reward that these Sahaba-i-Kiram, Allah ta'ala has mentioned them in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah ta'ala, he says, they are hopeful of gaining Allah's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. You know, so subhanallah, azza wa jal, you know, we should be lucky that when we talk about these Sahaba-i-Kiram, you know, he says, عِنْدَ ذِكْرَ صَالِحِينَ تَنَزَّلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, that when you mention and you talk about the Salihin, the pious people, Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy descends upon that as well. Allah. And there's a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mishkatul Masabih. In the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is stated, respect my Sahaba, they are the most virtuous people from you. You know, so all these Sahaba ikram, you know, we as Muslims, alhamdulillah, the ulama ikram have told us about the highest ranked Sahaba ikram, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali Karamallah ta'ala wajhul kareem, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You know, these are the four highest ranked Sahabi. But in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, for us, they all have love. We love them all and we respect them all. But alhamdulillah, you know, whenever you talk about these Sahaba ikram, they bring love, they bring smile, and they bring satisfaction in your heart.
But the other thing is, Hafiz Abdul, if we study their lives and we see the sacrifices that they made in accepting Islam, the sacrifices they made in living Islam, i.e. the sacrifices they made because they accepted Islam, the sacrifices they made by living as a Muslim, by praying and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, and the sacrifices that they made in propagating Islam. And when you look at that, you look at the sacrifices and the struggles that they had, and it was the oppression, there was hunger, there was starvation, there was, you know, times where they were secluded, they were excluded from the community, all sorts of problems they faced. And you look at them and then you think to yourself that, you know, how embarrassing it is today that, you know, we're not even willing to read our namaz. We're not even willing to go out and call people to the fold of Islam. We're not willing to give the invitation to the path of righteousness. And we look at these great personalities that without a doubt we respect, but how are we showing that respect? Are we showing that respect by just mentioning their names? Or without doubt, surely we should be showing that respect by attempting or trying at least to follow in their footsteps. But instead of following in their footsteps, we're doing the opposite.
Because we don't study the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, alayhi muridwan. You know, if you look at them, 3 years that the Sahaba-i-Kiram, you know, spent with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, when they were in Shorba Abi Talib, you know, totally boycotted by everyone in Makkah. If you look at them, 3 years of the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they were very, very difficult. Nowadays, you know, we can't even imagine going through them times. And especially when you think of Muharram al-Haram, you think of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Do we not think that on the day of judgment, Imam Hussein, what if Imam Hussein says that I gave my children's life, what did you give for Islam? We need to do something for our deen so that at least on the day of judgment, we could be, you know, standing in front of these Sahaba-i-Kiram. You know, alhamdulillah, that we did a part of Islam. Nowadays, everyone, we want an easy life. You know, we don't want to be spending much time on the deen. Someone talks about the Madani Kafila. How can I go on the Madani Kafila? I'm working. This pandemic, I've mentioned it many times. This pandemic has taught us many, many things. One of the things that we've learned is that when we want to be giving time for the deen, we can. You know, we saw that we couldn't stay at home for 3 days, 4 days. Who's going to feed our family? Never mind 3 days, 4 days. We've spent months at home. Okay. Who was feeding our family? Allah Ta'ala is feeding us, our family. Yeah. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you know, we need to understand that Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. You know, Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, they were people like us. They had families, they had businesses. Yet subhanallah, nearly 1400 years later, me and you are talking about them. Who's going to talk about me? You know, when I die, who's going to talk about us? So that's one thing we need to understand as well.
You mentioned easy life, yeah, that, you know, we all want an easy life. But if we compare our lives to the companions, it is an easy life. What's stopping us in reading our namaz?
What's stopping us in going to the masjid? What's stopping us in going propagating the Islam? What's stopping us in going on a Madri Kafla? Yeah, you're not going to, if you go on a Madri Kafla, when was the last time, Hafizab, that you went on a Madri Kafla and there was a guy there stood with a sword or a gun stopping you? It doesn't happen. Yeah. When was the last time you went to the masjid and on the way to the masjid there was people there with stones and with knives and with the rocks and they were pelting at you, stopping you reading namaz? When did that happen? It doesn't. And so when you think about that,
Gigi, well, what does happen is when we go on the Madni Kafila, you know, every 3-4 hours, Afsa food's ready. Can you get the lads together so food is ready? Yeah. Tea's here. You know, rasmalai's here. This is here. That is here. You know, and the Sahaba Ikram alayhimur ridwan, they had to struggle. You know, there was a kafila that went into Jordan, you know, and it says that the Sahaba Ikram had one date sharing amongst four Sahabi. And they weren't eating it. They were chewing it because they didn't want that date to finish. And today Allah Ta'ala has given us so much in it, you know, because of the, you know, the sacrifices of these Sahaba Ikram, we're living a comfortable life. But, you know, remember that this comfortable life is not that we can do whatever we want. On the day of judgment, we will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala, and we need to start to prepare some answers for that. You know, so many people, but they're scared. You know, they're scared. How can I go on the Madni Kafila? I can't sleep on the floor. I have to eat this certain food or else I'm going to, you know, struggle. You know, these Sahaba Ikram, they never thought about food. If they were having the same thoughts as we are having, we wouldn't even have the Iman with us today. If you look at it, in the subcontinent, the Sahaba Ikram traveled. There are mazars of the Sahaba Ikram in India, in Pakistan as well. So they traveled all the way from Arab, from Medina, to come to our country, spread Islam for their cause. Alhamdulillah, me and our families are all Muslims. Or else, just imagine, if these Sahaba Ikram did not travel, what would happen to us?
Well, if you think about it, these Sahaba Ikram, the companions, and these pious predecessors, when they traveled, they didn't have social media with them to find out what the situation was like ahead, what the weather was going to be like there, what the political situation is going to be like there, whether that journey is going to be a safe journey or not. They went out, complete trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and spread the deen of Islam. And like you said, you know, what is our excuse? What is our excuse? And like you rightly said, I know you like your rasmalai, Afzab. You get your rasmalai on the Madri Kafla offered to you as well. And all these things, people look after us and take care of us. And I remember traveling on Madri Kafla, where we welcome, you know, with flowers. You know, roses are mentioned there, flowers are mentioned there. So, you know, what is our excuse? And you mentioned the fact that, you know, sleeping on a masjid floor, for all the viewers that are watching there, yes. Sometimes you think to yourself, this is again a shaitanic whisper I've realized, Afzab. There's a shaitanic whisper that says to you that, how can I sleep on a masjid floor? It's going to be so hard. And you know what? When you go into the masjid and you lie down on the floor, you think to yourself, yeah, you know what? This is going to be hard. But my personal experience is, I may find it hard for the first half hour, but I wake up so fresh. What better place to sleep than the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla?
I'm talking to one Islamic brother, and he says, my doctors recommended me that I sleep on the floor. There are many people who got a bad back. You know, one of the doctors, they say that, you know, lie on hard surface, alhamdulillah. Madni Kafila is, no, even that, we don't even stop. Nowadays, you can get them inflatable beds. You know, Islam brothers go on the Madni Kafila, there's 4 or 5 of them.
But I think the thing is, though, Hafizah, the main thing is that you are a guest in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal for the time that you're on a Madni Kafila. You, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if you are there for 3 days, 6 days, 9 days, 12 days, or a full 12 months. And if after that you say, I've learned nothing, because maybe during that Madri Kafila they are repeating things that you already know. You have been staying in the house of Allah for 3 days. You have been in the first saf for Jamaat for 3 days. You have been getting up, inshallah, for Tahajjud for 3 days. You know, and that is, you know, preparation routine. You know, sometimes, I think Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned it many times, that, you know, traveling on a Madri Kafila here in the UK is very easy. You know, traveling in a Madni Kafila abroad in other countries is harder, but do you not want to travel on the sacred journey for the Hajj and the Umrah? Where again, there you'll be sleeping on the floor, you'll be sleeping on these hard places. If you can't do it here in a masjid where there's a thick carpet, central heating and AC, how are you going to do it on the plains of Arafat? How are you going to do it on Muzdalifah? How are you going to do it there? You all want to go there, but you won't even prepare yourself here.
Definitely. You do see people, you know, struggling when they're doing a Hajj. When they're doing, when they're offering their salah, they're struggling. Why? Because they've never been through that situation. That's why Amir al-Sunnah says, when you do go on Hajj, always prepare for that. But this is Hajj that we can prepare for that. But what, you know, if we don't prepare, we're not going to get time again. Death can just be around the corner. We need to be always ready for that. And, you know, we won't get another chance that on the Day of Judgment we can say that, Ya Allah, I wasn't prepared. Can you give me some more time? Now is the time. Now is the, you know, Alhamdulillah, we are breathing. We're still alive.
Jazakallah, Pasab, may Allah Zawajal reward you.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Viewers of Madhya Channel, that was Hafiz Rafaqat. MashaAllah, you all know him and love him. We're coming towards the end of the program, and I think we've got one more package. But before we start on that package, I want to talk a little bit about the Ahlul Bayt. And who are the Ahlul Bayt? The Ahlul Bayt, viewers of Madhya Channel, are the blood relations of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as Muslims, viewers of Madhya Channel, it is mandatory upon us to love the blessed companions as well as dignify and honor the blessed Ahlul Bayt. The blessed companions were the true and loyal companions of a Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the blessed Ahlul Bayt are his offspring. In order to express the true love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'd also keep the devotion of the Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. It's very important that we learn again to love and respect the Ahlul Bayt. Love of these Sayyids. Love of the Sayyids is a sign of our faith. Love of the Sayyids is a means for enter paradise. Love of the Sayyid will save us, inshallah, from the hellfire. And love of the Sayyids is a prerequisite for the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you do not love the Sayyids. You do not love the Ahlul Bayt. These two go together. You have to be able to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must love the Sayyids. And inshallah, loving the Sayyids, viewers of Manchana, is beneficial for us in our dark and lonely grave. Love of the Sayyids gives us the mindset to adopt their seed, to adopt their lifestyle. In the same way, loving the companions, loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loving the Ahlul Bayt, if you love something, you want to be like that. You want to follow in their footsteps. So that love needs to come inside us, and we need to instill that love in us. From a young age, we need to instill that love into our children. The love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of the companions, the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we want to know about their lives. We want to know how they lived their lives. They want to know what they did. And make them our true role models. Because nowadays, if you ask people who are the role models, who do they look up to? And if our youngsters and teenagers, if they are honest, you know, because if I go in front of them with a beard and imamashir, they think, oh, he's a religious background, so we'll have to give a religious answer. But if they were in the streets, if they were in the schools with their friends, who do you look up to? Who's your role model? They probably mention football players, cricket players, or whatever. This is what they will mention as their role models. They're not our role models. Our true rich heritage are the Sayyids and the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In short, viewers of the channel, love of the Sayyids is a means of acquiring numerous blessings of this world into hereafter. To the extent that the love of the Sayyids is also a means for attaining the intercession of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The one who wants to attain a medium and wants to be served in my court, due to which I intercede for him on the Day of Judgment, then he should serve my Ahlul Bayt and he should please them." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madhya Channel, how fortunate is that Muslim who becomes a means of pleasing the blessed offspring of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and becomes deserving of the intercession of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, the way of loving the Ahlul Bayt is loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, keeping enmity against the Ahlul Bayt is keeping enmity against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who keep a grudge against the Ahlul Bayt and talk ill about them should ponder that where would they go when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will turn his blessed face away from them on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and it's quoted in Tirmizi Sharif, that the one who fights a war against the Ahlul Bayt, I will fight a war against him. And the one who reconciles with them has reconciled with me. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Beware, the one who dies upon the enmity of the Ahlul Bayt on the Day of Judgment, he will come in such a state that it will be written between both of his eyes that he is deprived of the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla." In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who keeps enmity or jealousy against the Ahlul Bayt, he will be turned away with whips of fire from Hawdah Kawthar on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, this is the love and the status of the Ahlul Bayt. And we need to ponder over that. Ponder over our own status. Ponder over how much love that we have. There is not a shadow of a doubt, viewers on the channel, that the blessed Sahaba were the true and biggest devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we claim, today we make these huge claims that we love the Prophet of Allah. Everybody says that, I'm a lover, you know, or maut bi qabul, that I'm willing to die for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make all these claims. But are we true lovers? You know, saying it is easy. You know, saying it is easy that I love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I'm an ashik rasul, that I love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is your proof? What is your dalil? What is the criterion? We need to look at the Sahaba, look at the companions and see how they love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then ask yourself, am I loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way that they did it? The companions are our example there. Do I love the Ahlul Bayt the way the companions love the Ahlul Bayt? Because the companions, what they did is they loved the Ahlul Bayt because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the Ahlul Bayt. So the lover loves what the lover loves. The lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved that which the lover, the people that they love, i.e. the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he loved, they loved it as well. Because they, the ultimate goal of these people was to please Allah azza wa jalla, and they knew that in pleasing Allah azza wa jalla, they must please the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, must love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why they lived their lives for them. Viewers of the channel, it was like a medicine. You know, nowadays people go to the doctors and the doctors say to you that, oh, you've got to take this tablet every day. You have to take this tablet 3 days, 3 times a day for the rest of your life. For the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like a medicine for them. That they could not survive a day without being able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could not survive a day without listening to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they followed the teachings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a T. They didn't question it. They didn't say, why do we have to do this? Why is that sunnah applicable today? They never did this. A lover doesn't question. A lover doesn't ask. A lover follows. And if we study the lives of the companions, viewers of the channel, we'll realize that they followed the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam blindly. They never asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam why. And there are many instances in the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where things happened. And many people could have said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are we doing this now when yesterday we were doing something else? Why? They never questioned the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they truly, blindly followed and loved. If the companions loved that much, who are we? Who am I to question? I'm nothing. None of us have that status that we can question the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the companions, the best of creation after the prophets, they never questioned, they followed and they loved. And in it is an example for us, viewers of mentioning. But the question then comes, how did they do it? How did they love? How did they live their lives? We don't even know anything about them. And that is the problem, viewers of mentioning, that we do not know anything about the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not know anything about the Ahlul Bayt. And when you think about the companions and the sacrifices that they made, when you think about the sacrifices that were made on the plains of Karbala, then there is nothing else for us to do than put our heads down in shame. Tell me, what else can we do? I read something beautifully today, viewers of the channel. It said that if you've taken 1 million steps away from Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's only one step back. To come back to Allah Azza wa Jalla is only one step. We need to make that one step. We need to come back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We need to come back to the teachings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to come back to the teachings and the examples of the Sahaba Karam. We need to come back and learn how to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way that the companions did. Love the Ahlul Bayt the way that the companions did. And learn from these great personalities and make a change in our life. And that is why here on this program, we're learning from yesterday. We're learning from our history, from our rich heritage, so that we can make a change today, so that we can make a better tomorrow. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I hope and I pray that we take something away from this program. We take something, the enthusiasm away from this program to learn about these great personalities. And there are so many. There are so many great Sahaba Kram. There are so many Ahle Bayt. There are so many pious predecessors that we can read about and learn something. So please, learn from yesterday. Make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow. You've been watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And until the next time, viewers of the Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.